You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here. Here we are again in this beautiful, beautiful sacred space, the space where the collective consciousness of the community is just activated because you are all such amazing, shining lights. It's so amazing to be here, part of the sacred circle that all of you have created. Yeah, so here we are. We have an incredible show. We have a guest that I know that so many of you are looking forward to hear, to experience, to feel just the beauty and the light that is emanating from what she's going to be talking about. And we are really celebrating your light within. So this season for Wisdom of the Ancients, it's literally about celebrating your light that is already inherent within you, your inherent divinity. That's right, your inherent divinity. The fact that you are, we are all an aspect of the divine. Creation, the spark of creation happens every single second within us. So let's celebrate that. And let's bring in the ancient wisdom. Let's bring in the ancient ones right now. Let's call in the ancient ones. Let's call on the ascended masters to be with us, to support us, to look at us and support us for what we're doing here. Let's bring in the beings of love, light, power, and service, and Divine Mother and Divine Father, and Mother Earth and Father Son. We have an amazing show. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Crystal Hughes is a multi-dimensional visionary, a medium and a multi-sensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and a rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning fast and laser focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. And many of you will be experiencing that today because we are wanting to devote a good time on the show today for Crystal's intuitive readings. Many of you are here for that. Crystal has, her work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. And Crystal is also the founder of Academy for the Soul, which is the online school for intuitive arts. And her purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and then operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people such as you as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. And so the Academy for the Soul helps people develop and discover their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. So Crystal is an international leader in her field and also speaks on many, many topics such as energy medicine, the power of the mind to manifest in human consciousness and healing and spirituality and relationship strategies and ascension. So today Crystal is going to be talking about ascension and vibrational flu. My goodness, vibrational flu. I don't know what that is, so I'm sure we'll hear. So welcome, Crystal. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Hello, everyone. Hi there. Thank you so much for having me here. What a wonderful space to be in.
Isn't it just an amazing space? Yeah. Oh, man, it is mm-hmm. amazing. And, you know, we keep coming back for more because it is such a space where we can honor that which is coming through. We can really be in a place of resonance with the messages that are coming through and really connect as a community. And so today, Crystal, you're going to be talking about vibrational ascension flu. And that is something that I don't know about anyone else, but I'm going to speak for myself. I haven't heard about before, so I'm going to be asking you questions. But you've given us some things that we're going to hear about today. We're going to learn about how to manage and support chakras and auric bodies as they upgrade us during our ascension process and talking about how we shift dimensionally from 3D to 5D and then also some to 5D and then also some of the symptoms of the ascension process, which I know a lot of people are experiencing ascension symptoms, and we'll learn how to handle them for really our greatest vibrant health. And so a wonderful, wonderful show, everyone, we have planned. If you don't know already, star two to raise your hand for the opportunity for us to call upon you if you'd like to ask Crystal a live question. And Crystal's going to be doing readings today, readings on your life body. So what you can ask Crystal is how much aversion you have in receiving the light. So you can ask her about, you know, what percentage aversion you have, or do you have aversion to receiving the light so that your light body can be built out. And, you know, Crystal will probably talk a little bit about that before we take the questions, but be prepared to ask that question. Make sure that when we call upon you, everyone, dearly beloved, that you do start off with giving us your name. So you tell us your name and then ask your question. And for those of you who are not able to ask live but want to put your question in the question box on the webinar page, please do so, and we will get to as many as we can within the time frame. So wonderful. You know, so Crystal, if you wouldn't mind, talk to us a little bit about ascension and, you know, really what is ascension. And I know we talk about ascension symptoms, and but if you could just, you know, take us through maybe the process or help us better understand what ascension is.
Absolutely. Thank you. So when we look at ascension, I want all of you to really start to actually imagine divine light energy waves flowing down through the universal energy dimensions and starting to penetrate into our 3D. And as it comes down through, it starts to enter into your specific M field, the field that holds your consciousness and your aura. And the ascension is the process of what degree you're accepting of the influx of divine light that's provided by the universe to propel you forward, becoming your supreme being self. And we're talking about that full enlightened self, that full illuminated you. And so this really is the process of awakening, shifting the energy blockages of the lower level consciousness from that outdated blueprint to one that creates a reality of illumination rather than limitation. One that goes from living based on the physical laws or on our mind to this reality of unlimited possibilities based on spiritual laws. And if we think about those energies flowing down and then they hit that outer edge of our aura, we're meeting the new energies with our limited energetic structure. And what happens is that we can go into a tailspin. Our health can go into a tailspin. Emotionally, we start to feel symptoms that actually drains our vibrant energy. And we start to feel maybe experiences of dullness, sluggishness, and we can go deeper into some of those symptoms. But we want to really take a look at how we are judging the experience of this ascension. And today, as we talk about this more deeply, really exposing what's occurring, the energies coming through and hitting our aura, we have multiple layers of energy bodies that make up our aura. And we want to see what's actually happening with the destruction of the old to create and to upgrade, if you will, our energetic structure and to have our attitude shift, our perspective shift, so that we feel worthy of the light. Because, Ian, what happens many times with this ascension process is that we will actually look at the experience of our health being impacted and literally like sleepless nights, headaches, night sweats, we will feel these and we will start to reject the light that wants to enter in to upgrade us, or we'll actually misinterpret that light. So we have to go deeper into our being and recognizing the depth of the love that the divine has for us, and really trust that there is this path. There's a path of ascension that has been laid out before us. And this path of ascension actually has woven into it greater levels of wisdom. And this wisdom path ascension is the answer to preparing your body to receive the new energies, to assimilate the high vibrational waves, and you'll integrate all of that clearing work that you've done up to now to stabilize your body, allowing for more of the vibrancy, the radiance, the pure power to live as your higher self, the higher level of health and wellness.
Wow. So what you're saying, what I think I'm hearing is that we didn't talk about vibrational flu, but I think it's related. We have certain physical symptoms that we're feeling. Let's call them the ascension symptoms. And then because we feel that way, we are rejecting, really in essence, we're rejecting the ascension process itself because of the way we're feeling. Would that be,
yes.
Would that, okay.
Yes, we misinterpret. For the most part, we're misinterpreting. So these, you know, ascension of the spiritual awakening process, the raising of the soul vibration, leads us to higher states of consciousness. And it's a term that we use, ascension symptoms or vibrational flu, because it literally can feel like we are going through flu-like symptoms. These physical and emotional manifestations, situations in our lives that are coming up as experiences, they arrive as part of that ascension process. But what we're seeing is that these are actually symptoms of the process on the way to ascension rather than symptoms of ascension itself. And so when we begin going down this path of awakening, our mind is used to being the one that actually is our master. And we have to shift to our heart being the master. But because we personally have these ascension symptoms, we start to judge what's happening. And when we allow our mind to place judgments on what's going on, the mind will actually say, this is bad. And some of the vibrational flu symptoms can be including, you know, waking up at certain times of the night for no apparent reason, right? Restlessness, hot feet, flushing of, you know, ascension fire, if you will, through our bodies, which is actually trying to transmute all of these old energies, literally trying to melt them down and burn them off as if, you know, we're this alchemist. Turning that, you know, melting that base metal into gold and bringing it into gold. But we can have these disturbances in our being. We can feel tired and depleted no matter how much rest we've had or how much sleep we've had. Our energetic field is trying to restructure. It's a remodeling process that's happening 24/7. And we can really get a sense that there's no downtime, right? Everything feels unsettled. We also might have intense activity at the top of our head, sensations on the top of the head, the scalp, moving down, high-pitched sounds in the ears, tingling throughout the body, itching even, something crawling on your body. And it's usually the crown chakra that's opening. But we can also feel deep pulsations of energy moving through our body, feeling like, you know, we're literally having some kind of issue with our sight. And so we might go through experiences of blurred vision at time or see strange flashes of light. So, you know, our inner eyes are trying to open up, right? And so I believe that as we move through the process of ascension, if we go down that wisdom path and we allow ourselves to become aware of the condition of our structure and we actively take charge of the remodel ourselves, then we don't have to misinterpret what's taking place. We can align with that. We have a Wise One team that's here to support us. And we can literally start to enjoy this process, because just along with, you know, some of these flu-like symptoms, if you will, we also have a way, if we truly release judgment of how unworthy we are to receiving the light, our perception shifts. And then we're not in aversion, pushing it away or misinterpreting. So we open up and we let our breath breathe itself to feel this full dynamic light. And we come into spatial awareness and unity consciousness. We feel a downloading of spiritual transmission from our guides and our angels from Source. And we allow ourselves to be in alignment, tasting the field of energy of bliss and that field of joy that is there for us, instead of acting on the extreme cravings that we might have, as the vibrational flu will impact our five senses. But we start to now move to greater levels beyond those five senses into that multidimensional reality.
Wow. So, you know, for many, many people, we experience ascension symptoms. And I think that everyone who's listening today experiences or has experienced ascension symptoms in some form. I think, though, it's also maybe natural to resist them or to really, really question them. What I'm hearing from you is that there's a certain level of acceptance that one has to undergo to maybe even harness what the symptoms are trying to show us, so that we don't misinterpret them. So let me ask you this. So if we're feeling particular ascension symptoms, and you mentioned things like cravings, because they do manifest themselves in physical form, what are some of the things that we could do to A, recognize that, hey, this is an ascension symptom, and B, to be in more acceptance of them?
Yeah, so again, noting that these symptoms, they don't happen to you because of the spiritual ascension, but rather due to the reaction that your body and ego has, or the mind has, while resisting the changes being made. Your body, mind, and ego are going through that remodeling process, and specifically in the aura. It's a literal demolishing of the old container and a rebuilding of the new one, right? So again, as you become the one working with your Wise One, your higher self, as you align your being and you start to clear the deeper energies, you work in this cohesive way with the architect, if you will, of your aura. You work with your higher self. There's already put into motion different moments. We call them initiations that you have in your chart that you're meant to go through. And these initiations can be like that dark night of the soul, right? You go into the destruction phase before you go into rebuilding. So as the old energetic structure is being torn down, if your ego's in resistance, it causes you major pain. And the ego mind wants to stay in charge instead of allowing it to yield to the heart. And so the true symptoms are actually achieving that state of ascension would include things like bliss, joy, peace, overwhelming gratitude, a sense of expansiveness, love, acceptance. It's a feeling of unending harmony, right? All things have their place in the universe and mean something to the whole. And many times what I hear from people is, Crystal, how come I can't stay in that? I have, you know, these, you know, flu-like symptoms, crazy, wild symptoms. And then I switch over to these feelings of bliss or joy. Well, there's a new paradigm that we're now creating, and you are helping this new reality to be anchored in the present. And we want to look at how we used to do it, because as we talk about, and you've heard many people probably come on here and talk about the new frequencies that are coming in, new waves of energy, but what does that actually mean? You see, in the past, the way you ascended was as a transitory process by literally passing over the threshold to death, through death. And it was a valid intention to live life in a way that transformed all of the lower level energy bodies so that they'd be in position and preparation for the crossing over. If you look at a lot of the shamanistic practices and going through the death process, literally, and traversing those darker, deeper realms in order to be able to bring that level of awareness back to now so that they could easily make that transition. But it could have included also a life of renunciation, complete spiritual devotion, living in an ashram. But we now have an opportunity presented to us to shift this universal belief that we must die in order to ascend, and instead let that reality be here now, that we manifest the ascension of our lower level energy bodies while we're conscious, aware, and alive. So for the first time in history of our universe, there's really a possibility to increase the vibratory rate of our molecules, literally in our physical body, to defragment the strands of our DNA to such a degree that we can create a new energetic container. And this new vibrant crystalline structure, the light body, will allow us to enter and live in that fifth dimensional reality while we're here on Earth. We're free of restraints. And our being can traverse the higher realms. And so we want to align with that. And one thing that's really required of us now in this new paradigm, and it's required for us to easily move through our initiations into that acceptance of our worthiness, to have an open heart. We have to have an open heart. And Ian, when you speak to the way that many people are designed, only about 30% of our population actually have their heart space open. And so there's a war going on within the majority of the population about whether they're deserving of the energies from the divine. And that causes the battle between the heart and the power center. And it impacts us on all levels. So we're really needing to be guided down this path, being in connection with our wise one and our wise one team, and do these certain processes that will allow us to actually get our heart to that open space and our power center relaxed enough and in alignment with our heart way of thinking, if you will, so that we feel worthy and so that just the natural process can actually, you know, the process of bringing in the light, the process of illumination can happen without the contraction, without the restriction, without the aversion, which causes us to be at war and to feel that, you know, we're being shot down, you know, that we're literally being taken out. And that can even go to the extreme of where we are feeling depressed, where we're feeling suicidal. And so we want to come into a greater level of vitality, to be able to feel that divine light and know that whatever is happening, change in the eating habits, you know, dizziness, heart palpitations, all these strange things, digestive issues that we never had before, aches and pains in our bodies, you know, joint pain, spasms in our bodies, that we can breathe and open and allow for the light waves to move through.
Well, you mentioned so many things that I think that I just got the feeling that so many people are relating to, you know, from the aches and pains, the cravings, to so many of those symptoms that you spoke about. I want to have you talk a little bit about the aversion, because I think that people can relate to that as well. It's one of those weird things where there's an aversion to receiving light. But can you give us some examples of why people might have this aversion? It sounds counterintuitive, but I know that is there, where you have this aversion. What causes that aversion? And because we're going to be talking about that with the live callers as well, is, you know, how much aversion people have. What is causing this aversion? Why would there even be an aversion?
Yeah. Well, again, it's the depth of this fear of the unknown. And our mind will start to spiral out because we've never actually learned to take charge over our own mind. And we have this critical mind. And this critical mind, that's literally a part of our mind. You know, we've heard probably subconscious mind, beliefs, blueprints, patterns, paradigms, right? That's held in the subconscious mind. This critical mind is the cap, if you will, capping it off, right? So think of a jar, and inside the jar is all the subconscious knowns and the patterns and paradigms. And the lid of the jar is the critical mind holding it in place. We've been designed to not know how to open that jar lid up or to open the critical mind. Now, many of us have experienced other people's critical minds, because if we start talking about these type of spiritual things, we can see the person, you know, their brows kind of go down and they're looking at us crazy and they're glaring at us like, what in the heck are you talking about? You see, that's the reflection of the depth of the critical mind trying to protect your way of thinking in the old paradigm. And so what we have to do is we have to really start to come into a level of our beingness where we actually learn how to move beyond the critical mind ourselves and to clear out. We have to have a breath work, and we have to be able to be in our bodies. We have to release shame and embarrassment. We have to give ourselves permission to anchor a stance of attention. So a practice of spirituality, daily connection, masculine and feminine balance, and to go with the waves. And I'll give you an example. For me personally, when I was going through my initial awakening and my ascension, I literally would have lightning bolts of energy cracking through my crown chakra, and I would have what I would call episodes. I would literally be physically on the ground, and my whole being would shake, and I would really freak people out, you know.
In public.
It mostly happened when I would just, you know, I would have people over. I mean, even if they were, you know, some of my spiritual community, but I would literally go in, and my being, my physical body, was not allowing the amount of light, and at first I was going into the aversion, which is contraction in the body. And I would fight it because I misinterpreted, and some of you misinterpret, the light vibrational frequencies as entities. as darker energies trying to come into your crown, right? Trying to influence you. And it makes it very confusing. How do we determine? Well, part of the Wisdom Path Ascension process is really setting yourself up so you're not misinterpreting. You actually get the vibrational frequency, and you're not bound by the constrictions of time and the old relationships that you might have. And you know how to now defragment the DNA, because this is an upgrade. And if I can just bring to you, Ian, a wild thought. You know, we're so used to playing with the seven chakras, but we have more than seven chakras, and we have more than seven major chakras. We actually have 12 major chakras. And with the seven chakras, the way that we've evolved to the place where the number of major chakras that we interact with on a daily basis reflect in the amount of bodies that we have in our aura. Okay, so we've got seven major chakras, and we have seven major energy bodies that make up our aura. But what I see is that as we are evolving, what's really happening is that because the veil has been lifted, the veil of illusion, and the divine has allowed more of the light energy to come in, it's requesting us to evolve where we're in a greater level of connection and communion with the 12 major chakras, and we're literally evolving to grow our aura to 12 major energy bodies.
Okay.
Are you taking it in?
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, with the ascension, if our mind is still observing our body being as literally physical or dense or even just holding us to the seven chakras, it's keeping us from really expanding and evolving. Our being wants to have us know the truth of our intimacy with the depth of our soul. And what that means is we have to ground in a more anchored, deep way through that Earth Star Chakra. And we have to also recognize through that stellar gateway and the soul star chakra and the causal chakra that the energies are coming down and that there's this great wisdom. And that each one of us has a contribution. And that's what's wanting to happen, is that for each person to really start to perceive yourself as this dynamic being, this illuminated being. And so what I'm here to do is to really support you in knowing what to do to align with your wisdom path for the ascension to occur naturally, organically, and where you actually feel the energies of influence and you receive those energies with an open heart and allowing the heart to be your guide, to be in charge of your life.
Beautiful. Yeah. Ah, yeah, what a wonderful space to be in. And is that also similar to having the new crystalline structure?
Yes. So with the evolution of our aura and the way that we perceive ourselves, this dynamic crystalline structure we know as the light body that has multiple vibrational beams of light moving through it. This is our vehicle. It's our vehicle to traverse the realms. And this vehicle will not build out if our physical body is not healthy, is not aligned, if we don't understand the structure our energetic structure is what I mean. And so we want to bring attention to the energetic structure. And so that's obviously part of what I'm going to be teaching, but how to get yourself into that place where you're open to the light. Each one of us has a creation pattern, and that pattern can't unfold to its full manifestation capacities if you are energetically fixed off center, right? So what I do is I connect you to this beautiful golden grid, this golden grid of grace. And I'm going to be teaching you, because this golden grid holds the vibrational essence of masculine and feminine. The golden grid wants to connect you at your heart convergence point to all things in creation. Being in a specific alignment vibrationally and spatially activates the creation pattern to unfold harmoniously, right? Otherwise, you're going to be opposed to that natural unfoldment if you don't feel safe, if you don't feel secure, if you don't feel divine masculine, divine feminine holding you, you'll feel alone. You, even if you have people around you, you might still feel ultimately alone or disconnected from the divine. And so I have to introduce the golden grid of grace as this masculine structure that will run through your being, vertical and horizontal beams of light, connecting you to the vibrational frequencies of divine feminine Shakti. And I want you to think about your own unique pattern of creation wanting to come through. And the way that I see this are, you know, we all have these like little packets of awareness that are in our aura. They're sitting in our aura. And when the beams of light start to penetrate, if we don't fight the beams of light or misinterpret them, and we allow those energies to come through, it will hit these little packets. And these packets will start to pop open. And the packets are holding wisdom and light, light information. And so it's that wisdom that we need, and the perspective, you know, how we perceive ourselves as divine, as worthy, as a gracious being, as lovable. And so we allow the being to simply open to greater levels these packets. It's almost like popcorn going off, right? You know, the popcorn popping, right? So I actually hear it when I'm working on someone, and that person allows for the adjustment of Metatron's cube to enter in, or the light frequencies to come in and to make shifts. These beautiful little packets or seeds, if you will, soul seeds, start to pop open, and your being instantly knows more light. Your being instantly feels deeply connected to the divine, and that's where you're going to start to recognize your own beautiful power and presence of divinity.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Crystal. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to go to the phones. There's a lot of people who with their hands up, and so if you don't have your hand up and you'd like to have the opportunity to speak to Crystal and ask a question, *2 to raise your hand. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the box. It'll be the one under the player that you're listening to. And put your name in along with your question. And we'll go through and see how many we can get to. And so when you get to Crystal on the phone, just give us your name. And we'll welcome you on. And then you can ask Crystal about aversion. You know, she'll be doing life body reading. So questions around your life body. Questions around how much aversion there is to receiving the light and that type of thing. So we won't put too many restrictions on you, but that's kind of a line of questioning that will be good. Okay. All right, sweet souls, let's go to the phones. And we're going to go to Sandpoint, Idaho. And the last four digits of the phone number are 1878. 678 Sandpoint, Idaho. You're on live.
Hello, this is Brandy. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, I was wondering, I'm just kind of open right now.
Yeah, let me check to see there any patterns that have the aversion to the light, okay? So in looking at your light body, we've got about two-thirds illuminated. And when I see it on the left side of you, literally left brain going down throat chakra and a little bit in the back of the heart, there is a pattern that's causing that density. So let me see when that is. So it's before birth. It's a genealogical issue on mother's side. And one of the things that's happening is a reprimanding, right? And this reprimanding you for speaking up or saying things, it's too much for other people. So sometimes you'll get reprimanded because it's too much for them, okay? But when we look at that genealogical pattern, there is a feeling that you have to dull down or hold back or withhold, and that's what's causing it to not allow the light body, okay, to build out. So that illusion, that pattern needs to be cleared and shifting that, because the emotion is sadness that others aren't willing to accept the fullness of you. They're not seeing what you're here and offering as valuable as you know it is, okay? So you're wanting to clear in the past genealogical line the sadness, the disappointment, and the feeling of being unheard, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, Brandy.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Beautiful. Okay. Much love to you, sweetheart. Bye now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's go to Lumberton, North Carolina. 2362 are the last four digits of the phone number, and you are live.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
This is Zoe.
Zoe?
Yes.
Hi, Zoe. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Wow, thank you so much for having me on here. I really needed this this just clarity and this peace to really get the help I need. I feel like I'm under some type of psychic attack because I really want to work, be a light warrior. I really love the love and light, and unfortunately, I feel as if every time I try to transmute my shadow into light, then I get attacked.
Let me check on that, because what I'm seeing is, see, the mental body, if you look deeper into the mental body of your aura, the mental body is like a fence. And as we look at that fence, you know, we can see the diagonal kind of energy waves flowing through. But what I'm seeing is it's like there's this big hole in that fence. So energies are coming in. Your mental body is what needs to be repaired. It's like a chain link fence, right? And think about someone coming and literally cutting a big hole out of that chain link fence so, you know, little critters can get in. Do you see?
Ooh.
So what we want to do is we want to literally start to see why is your mental body letting the energies in. And what's happening is a pattern of sabotage, it's self-sabotage. Let me see when that was created.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is a past life experience, and we're going to 38 past lives ago. And this is a level of unworthiness, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So the unworthiness and the mind thinking you're unworthy isn't going to let you get ahead. It's going to stay in that state of openness and let these energies come in. But, you know, a lot of the enemy for you is the enemy of the illusion of your own mind saying that you're unworthy. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like you to do is I want you to focus on doing timeline in the past life and starting to clear and release the feelings of unworthiness that are showing up as unhappiness, a stealing away of joy, right?
Mm.
Misinterpretations, Mm-hmm. And there's something else, the fear in the crown chakra. Okay.
Oh,
fear
yeah.
in the crown chakra. All right.
That is the unworthiness of I have to conquer the world before it conquers me type of fear.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just causing more struggle. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Addiction to struggle.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I'm very
mm-hmm.
addicted to that. Yes, yes, very,
there
very.
There you go.
Yes.
So, yeah, unhooking from that. And really, you know, the program that I'm going to be doing is literally 12 weeks. So if you can feel yourself being held for 12 weeks as we start to shift that, if that feels good for you, then I would suggest taking the class, okay? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You
are incredible.
Need. Yeah.
Thank you, Zoe. Sweet,
thank
so
you.
Much love. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, everyone, Zoe, you know that you're being held by the community too. You know, we've set this container. The wisdom orb is also holding you. So all the intentions everyone sets just by you being part of this, it's really part of your own evolution and you're receiving help. Even if you take action, but even if you don't take action, there is incremental help that you are receiving by being part of the community. So thank you so much for being here. Okay, let's go to Westchester, New York. We've got 8247. Westchester, New York, you're on live.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Alan, and I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you.
Hey, Alan.
Thank you.
And I've had some aversion, as in your own words, to the divine light. I've had some shields, and I've been working on them through my channel. And yet I still face some really deep blockages. And I'd just like to identify them and how I can, reach the highest light, the divine light.
You've got They're Out to Get Me. It's a genealogical pattern that we're looking at, and that is father's side, and we're looking at 8 generations ago. And I want to say this, because when we talk about the defragmentation of the DNA, the DNA is tagged, and it becomes a magnet for the very situations that it's programmed for, which yours is They're Out to Get Me, okay? So what will happen is people in your life will betray you. You may have an opportunity, but it comes close, but it doesn't lock in. It's not grounded. Or if it does lock in and get grounded, then something happens, and then you lose that. So that's the energy. That's what you want to work on. And working on the M field, too. So you want to work on your past genealogical line, and you also want to work on your M field, so you're clearing that belief, okay? They're out to get me.
Right. It's getting easier for me. I'm trusting more and more people I meet and opportunities. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
welcome.
Thanks,
Alan. Much love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, let's stay on the phones for a little while. We're going to go to Santa Barbara, California, and the last 4 digits are 1567, 1567, Santa Barbara, California. You're on.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just in awe of this whole thing, Crystal and Ian. This is wonderful. I have been having
so
many ahas in the last 24 hours about speaking truth to things that had been difficult in childhood to speak about because it wasn't well received. And all of a sudden when I did that, I noticed that the things that could have been expanding in my system that were causing headaches and stuff were seen to me as bad, that I must be bad if I'm having physical sensations rather than it. That something's being transmuted. So I would like support with shifting that I'm wrong if I have any sensations, aches.
Yeah. So, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to do that vibrational upgrading. And what we're going to do is we're going to use Archangel Metatron's cube, if that's okay. And with the vibrational upgrading, what immediately happens, and we can all do this together. I love groups specifically because, you know, if we're working on one person, everybody gets the benefit. And so if you just close your eyes, I'm going to actually go to exactly where that pattern has existed. It's literally causing the whole upper part of your light body to not build out. So the lower part is built out, but the upper part isn't. And when we look at that, when that first occurred with that belief and taking on something's wrong with you, you're bad, and that is a past life situation, and that point of pain we're looking at 46 past lives ago, okay? But let's just go ahead, everyone, and we're going to start to clear that energy. Any of us that have had pain in our physical body and have taken on that idea, or that have contracted our bodies, be open to that pain being gone. So just breathe and open. We're going to call forth Archangel Metatron and Archangel Metatron's cube. As we draw the energies of sacred geometry through our bodies, we're going to bring that through our root chakra. And I want you to imagine a golden spiral energy starting to flow up. It's first surrounding the root chakra, igniting the flame of the root chakra with a beautiful red. Start to breathe in. Start to breathe, and again, let the breath breathe itself. Feel the full breath cycle now. Feel the lightness, the spiral now moving up, opening the spatial awareness within your body being. Now allow that to move up through that sacral chakra, activating the light and flame of orange. Starting to shift and release any unworthiness, transmuting the energies in that orange flame. Flowing up into the power center now, Archangel Metatron's cube, actually creating a spiral. And the spiral of awareness moving around the power center, activating that golden flame. Think sunlight in your power center, third chakra. Starting to transmute and dissolve any of the power of the egoic will. There we go. Breathe and open. Let the breath breathe itself through your body being. Feel the full breath now. Now allow Archangel Metatron to spin a spiral around your heart. Opening the heart, activating the green flame within the heart. Bring forth a level of compassion, understanding, unity, harmony. Let that energy flow through that spiral consciousness, spatial awareness. Let the breath breathe itself. Everyone feel the full breath cycle, the lightness, the openness. And now moving up, Metatron's cube creates the spiral moving up to the throat chakra, activating this turquoise color, activating a level of truth you've never known before that dissolves and transmutes any untruth, untrue perspectives of being alone, untrue perspectives of not being able to clearly communicate. Breathe and let the breath breathe itself through your being. Trust your higher self, wise one and wise one team, working with Archangel Metatron's cube. Feel the energies flowing up now, spiraling up to the third eye chakra, opening and activating that pineal gland. Everyone breathe, bringing the juice, bringing the life, bringing the light. Kind of a lapis blue flame turning on the ability for inner sight and believing in your capacity to see and recognize your own divine path, your wisdom path. And now breathe and open Metatron's cube, moving up, bringing the spiraling consciousness up to the crown chakra, activating that dynamic white and purple light energy, opening up that crown chakra and allowing the energies, the being in that knowing, let the breath breathe itself for recognition of your divinity, that you are living, breathing divinity. Feel the full breath cycle moving through. Open the spatial awareness now. Now imagine Archangel Metatron's cube moving through the spiral all the way down to the root chakra and then all the way up, activating that wisdom star, opening your channels of connection, communication with your wise one, your higher self, and your wise one team, your guides, angels, guardian angels, elementals, the beings of love, light, power, and service, the Akashic records. Everyone breathe and open, expanding now. Let the spiral that has been now woven through your chakras now expand out through your aura, activating, illuminating, managing that 3D body now, transitioning, walking over the bridge, getting to the other side, across the bridge of understanding, spiritual bodies being activated, higher self leading you in the transition now, energy bodies are expanding your aura. There we go. Beautiful. And just coming back into this moment, using your natural skills for telepathic communication, the pineal gland now beginning to work again. Mental body restored. Mental body repaired. Emotional body is now in alignment. Coming to a place of understanding, greater levels of compassion and gratitude. Excellent. Okay.
Oh, my
goodness.
Beautiful. I'm so moved, Crystal. Thank you so much.
Mm. Yes, you're welcome.
Beautiful. All right. Much love to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Much love to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great. So let's go to the webinar and let's go to the online questions. And we'll see if we can get through a few. So let's go to Lily in Canada is asking for a reading on her life body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm seeing is energetically, the light body is looking to you to have permission to build out. So what I'm seeing is there's a persona that still is acting out as if she's not good enough. Right? It's like this little girl, and I'm seeing her maybe around 7 or 8 years old. And this is an aspect within you. You know, we have these personas that have taken on these beliefs, and she's still playing out. So she's kind of playing this waiting game of when I become good enough. Let's see when that pattern was actually created. And that was a pattern created before birth. Yeah. So we're looking at a genealogical line, mom's side, and we're going back 7 generations ago. And what I'm seeing is a lot of feelings of, if I hold feelings of anger, then I must not be good. So in that genealogical line, there wasn't a welcoming for anger. It was better to suppress it, push it down, keep quiet, shut up, right? It doesn't matter what your feelings are. I don't want to hear them, okay? So there wasn't freedom to speak that truth or to express any kind of anger. And unfortunately, you know, when we're put in that place and we don't realize the value, anger actually is an emotion that indicates the need for greater boundaries. So when we get angry, it's actually because there's been some kind of infiltration of our boundaries, or someone didn't set healthy boundaries or that we needed to be reminded of setting healthier boundaries, like actually creating a contract instead of just saying, oh, it'll all work itself out, right? So let yourself feel anger, move that anger out, any suppressed anger in your own body, release that, and then also do some work on your genealogical line.
Okay,
and Ian, just FYI, we are going to literally be working with the timelines in the program. So if people are going, how do I do that? It is included that we're going to be working with the timelines. We're working with past timeline, prenatal, so pre-incarnation through the womb, genealogical and past life timelines.
Okay, great, because that question comes up a lot. So that's
yes.
So everyone, we'll get to that crystals package in just a little bit. I want to take some more questions. This is Trina or Trine from Norway. She's asking, can you see what she can do to fully activate her light body?
Yeah, so just taking a look energetically into your light body, what I'm seeing is on the right side of your head and coming down over the shoulder, there's what appears to be a veil that is still there, this veil of illusion, and there's a fear. If I allow this veil to be pulled off, I'm going to be exposed. I'm going to be seen. They're not going to like me, right? Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you that they're not going to like you. They're not going to accept you. And so this is a past life experience. And in that past life, I actually see it playing out right now. It's only three past lives ago. And the experience is being outcast for your spiritual gifts, right? You were labeled some kind of, you know, weirdo, crazy person, you know, and you were pushed out of the inner circle. And so you really have a fear that you're not going to be accepted, and not only that, that you're going to be cast out. And that's very hurtful to your heart. So we've got to repair your heart, feel good about coming back into your heart, and do the timeline work on that past life and feeling good enough, and then you'll be able to be, you know, you'll be able to shine your light and be exposed, if you will, and be appreciated for your light, for your wisdom, gracing others.
Thank you. Okay, Karen from Jacksonville also would like a reading on what's holding her back on her ascension path and also the percentage aversion.
Let's take a look here. This aversion that you have is in the sacral chakra. And when I go deep into the sacral, it looks like there's like a hard ball that is sitting in there. So this is a blockage. And this percentage of aversion that you have is about 36%. And you're pushing away because you don't feel worthy specifically of being a creator, being creative. It's also impacting relationship for you. And so there'll be a repression of your sensuality, your creative feminine aspect. So you'll bring more of a hardness or a rigidity, and you'll slip into your masculine to protect yourself. Okay, so we've got to unlock that and open that up in the sacral chakra, really working with that sacral chakra. Let me see when that was created. So before birth, genealogical father's line, 18 generations back.
Okay, thank you. This is either Joseph or Yosef from Austria. Hello, how much resistance do I have to receive the light?
Yeah, so looking at the light body, I see it cut in half, a big kind of gouge in the front at the power center. So if we look between the heart and the power center, earlier I had mentioned those need to be in communication. And this is like a disconnect, so you feel disconnected. The percentage that we're looking at of disconnect and aversion here is about 58% for you. And this is a miscommunication between your left brain and right brain. We've got to bring the value of your right brain up higher, and we've got to work on your masculine to value the right brain. Right now, you're prejudiced. Well, your left brain is like, oh no, you know, judging your right brain. Okay, so we've got to bring in that right brain, left brain balance and activate the right brain so that the light is coming in. And when we activate that right brain, which we'll do in the package, when we activate that right brain, your body will relax. Your body will literally start to form this beautiful connection as a container of light. So there won't be this cutting off or this leakage, if you will, at your power center. You'll actually feel your own power and presence and welcome the divine right brain creativity to flow in and through your being. You'll just be this beautiful dynamic container for light.
Mm, oh, beautiful. Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. That really resonates. You can feel the vibration of what you're sharing with us there. You know, you mentioned the package in a few of those readings. So let's do this. Everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button underneath Crystal's smiling photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page that Crystal is offering. She's offering the Wisdom Path Ascension Program. So click that orange button. It'll take you there. If you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along, then you would type in WOTA show, that's what a show, or wotashow.com/Crystal. And Crystal is C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L. And the number 5. So WOTAshow.com/crystal, CHRISTEL, and the number 5. And that'll allow you to follow along as Crystal takes us through the program that she has made available to the Wisdom Community today. The Wisdom Community and the Wisdom Path Ascension. How appropriate. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, you ready for me? Is that okay with
you? Yeah, that was the pause. Yeah, sorry, I didn't communicate telepathically.
That's okay.
Yes,
that's okay.
Please.
Yeah. You know, I want to say that as we go down this wisdom path, and I want to clearly let you know that we're calling this wisdom path ascension because as I was in my little cocoon creating this and really calling forth. This was actually called forth when I was asking the divine, what is needed? What is needed at this time? And I started literally seeing for people their higher self as this dynamic being to channel light into a person's body, but wanting to descend. And I think with the ascension process, we always think of we are reaching up. We're supposed to reach up to these higher levels above us, but the reality is the ascension process is a descension of our higher self, wise one, into our body being container. And so what we have to do is we have to be a participant. We have to practice nurturing our bodies and ourselves through the change, the initiation cycles, releasing the emotional pent-up energy, surrendering to the process of the dismantling of the current structures, and really letting go of the fear of loss of control and the need to know. And so we allow for higher self to descend deeper into the container and our body being. And as we do that, we resolve, we kind of make a resolve to our own power. And we come into a greater place of awareness to our personal gifts, to speaking our truth in the moment, to learning to live love regardless of what our mind says or what our lower egoic self wants. And so we arrive at a place where you are resourceful because you live in that place of unity consciousness that nurtures cooperation, co-creation. It nurtures that place of coherence, collaboration with your Wise One team. And your Wise One team literally are your guides and angels and guardian angels and the beings that are all around you. And you may have not felt them to the degree that you want to. So as I was asking for what is needed, the Wisdom Pack Ascension came out so that I can support you coming into a direct connection and link between you and the whole, you and the whole, to become this tremendous source of light. And so we're moving from separation consciousness to unity consciousness, from a 3D reality to a 5D reality. And it is an evolutionary but natural transition for you. And I want you to know that I'm here for you to do that. And the way that we're doing that is we're going to work for 12 weeks. And I really feel that we need it to be that extensive. We need to have loving support and deeper connection for that amount of time. And we have to embrace the vibrational frequencies that will support us accepting the higher values and the vibrational energies, and literally bring them down into our body, down to the subconscious level. So we'll start out with a process where we go on a soul sojourn in the orientation call, and we will set intentions in all the areas of our lives. And this is a manifestation intention, because we're going to start to tap into the power. I want to reveal to you the power you have. Instead of being in aversion, come into a place of empowerment where you're utilizing the golden grid and the grace light that comes through. And so as I start to teach you and train you in that orientation, you're going to start immediately feeling the vibrational frequencies of that intention in the areas. Each week as we roll this out, you're going to have an illumination session. And this is very doable. It's, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. And as you look at the page here of the offering, you'll see the sessions include things like wealth, generosity, abundance. We're activating the heart for receiving the upgrades to those frequencies. Love, connection, passion, expression, communication, greater listening. We're working on health, wellness, going into prosperity, receiving, knowing, confidence, self-esteem, going into clarity, certainty, motivation, courage, trust, power. And I want you to think that as we go through these weeks, we're building up to expansion, to radiance, to illumination, and literally becoming that being. So as you receive these, you get to listen to the energies flowing through, and I use diamond light energy to come into your body. And it literally works with the saliva, so the chemistry of your body being in the DNA. It's unlike anything I've actually ever heard before, or I've never experienced it until Divine brought this through. You'll also have coaching videos where I'm going to actually take you through certain vibrational activations of your heart so you can expand to new heights. So it's going to be like you're sitting with me in person, and I'm coaching you through illuminations. Everything from being able to come deeper into your heart to also becoming a vessel for your body, learning how to reset your nervous system, because obviously with all the influx of energies, you have to learn how to reset your nervous system to handle the vibrational frequencies. And then even going into scanning, how do you actually scan for truth and start to train your being in that? You'll get a beautiful PDF each week as well that has practices that you can go through, like exercises, to have you uncover why are you not open to wealth, abundance? Why are you not open to greater connections and love, right? So it's created to go very deep and to also unlock the places within you so that you're at a heightened level of receptivity. So that's what's going to happen through email. But also once a month for 3 months, we're going to do empowerment sessions. And these are calls. We're all going to get together. And what you can expect is a whole rewiring of your being, but also starting to learn new exercises for enlightenment, ways of doing things like bending time for manifestation. So as you start to release and let go of the karmic baggage, you're reconstructing your own timeline. You're getting out of the density experience of the 3D. You can bend time and manifest a new reality. So you're much more in alignment with your own soul's evolution and also the manifestations that you want to create. In the second empowerment session, we start to work with creating a brand new foundation. I can guarantee you that with what's going on with the energies coming in and bombarding your aura, your foundation's pretty rocky. And how do you actually build from a foundation that is maybe totally broken down? So we build a foundation. We start to have you come into the recognition of these higher chakras. We do the right brain activation, and we start to work with the soul star in seeding the vibrational energies that will actually grow you into becoming your higher self and shifting the energetic constitution. So if your energetic constitution is weak and fragile, we strengthen you, and that's really good for those that are empaths. And I start to have you come into a place of, you know, feeling at home in your heart and also tapping into the reservoir of energy and power in your own being. Then we go into the third empowerment session where we're creating your light body. We actually start to teach you about getting in, connecting to the rhythms of the earth, flushing out the M field, which is your family's field of consciousness. So all the genealogical lower level patterns and paradigms, I teach you how to flush that out and to go into creating your own new evolved M field as a personal M field. We demagnetize your DNA, so the karmic tags of what you've been programmed for, we activate the new strands of DNA, which again, remember, there's these new strands. Most of the scientists don't know what they are. We know what they are. I'll be teaching you about that. And then also, again, connecting and activating the light body. So we'll be together on those three calls once a month. And again, you'll be getting the audios to listen to those in the PDFs and videos for 12 weeks. So you'll be very supported. This is a deeper program where you're held in love, where you're going to start to feel that support, and that is going to help you be consistent with your focus and your energy. Because I know some of you with the symptoms, you don't have as much mental focus, right? So I'll be there to support you with this program. Now, prior to us starting, I've got you working with the Crystal Cleanse audios, where we're working on the 3D, 4D, and 5D interface. And what that means is I've created these guided journeys that are going to have you feeling so good, like literally physically calm and relaxed and available, anchoring your awareness. We're going to literally go in and clean the 3D version of you, which is your body, your organs, and the 40, which is the meridians and the interface, or excuse me, 5D is meridians and interface between the energies. 40 is actually clearing the timelines, okay? So the contraction of the past and the timelines. So that's what that's going to be for. And then I want you to also start to allow your aura to be conditioned with the rays of reawakening. You see, when people are talking about the upgrading and the rays of light that are coming in the new frequencies, there are rays that are being sent down into your body being. Remember, I talked about these little packets of light that are being activated. Well, also what's going on when those packets of light are being activated, you're going into, thrown into an immediate detoxification. And so if you prepare and condition your body with the rays of reawakening as beautiful light energy coming in with the archangels and the colors, you suddenly now are not thrown into that detoxification and your body going into shock or aversion. You actually start to welcome it in. Little by little, your body is being conditioned to receive the light, to upgrade, and to be okay with the veil getting thinner and thinner. So this all helps you come into a place where you are allowing yourself to come into your wisdom, your own innate wisdom as your higher self, and to feel the illumination so that you are activated as a lighthouse being, that you literally are coming into a place where you are the one sending out the wisdom, the light, the grace, the healing energy for others, right? You are the dynamic being you were meant to be. So that is my special offer for you today, and I welcome you to come into this circle of the Wisdom Path Ascension and to be held and to be guided and to be upgraded and to allow your aura to relax, your body to feel the beauty of that. I welcome you in this space.
Beautiful. Wow. Wow. Amazing, comprehensive, so powerful. All those sessions, the empowerment sessions, all the videos, crystal cleanse audios, such a comprehensive. I want to say program, but it's more than that. It's a.
It's alive, you know. This Wisdom Path Ascension. It's an intelligence. It's a vibrational intelligence as a being that literally is welcoming you for a deeper level. I mean, I call it a transformational toolkit, but it's actually allowing your heart activation, this level of heightened awareness, and your soul to recognize its purity, to receive the light. It's so needed. And also, I think what's most important is that you are being held, that this isn't something like a quick fix. You know, I really draw into my world, I draw the people that are dedicated, that really say, okay, I'm in this. I'm fully available. And that's what is going to also be a trigger for your own Wise One team. You know, I was just actually recently doing a retreat, and one of the people there, a gentleman, I actually took a look inside of his energy field and shared with him who his Wise One team were, you know, who the beings were that were there. And this was a man who felt like he didn't have a purpose. He didn't know what his value was in life. What good am I? You know, I don't know my purpose. I don't think I have a value. And as I was sharing who I saw as his Wise One team, he started crying. I mean, tears came down. And afterwards, he said, oh, my God, I know I have a purpose. And he went to his mate, and he said, I'm valuable. I have a purpose. You know, and I could tell that that actually was very healing for their relationship, because he felt so deeply disconnected and almost broken. You know, why am I even living if I don't know my purpose? And so if I can encourage you, you know, those of you that are here, to really listen to the deeper part, if you have been yearning to know who's around me, who's my Wise One team, are they really there? this gets your being available to them, and it gets them interacting with you in that higher level, but now starting to penetrate deeper into the 3D so that you're available.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, mm-hmm. Wonderful offer. Let's continue to be of service by going back to the phone, shall we? And,
sure.
Yeah, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, and we're going to bring someone on. And 7102 are the last four digits of your phone number. So 7102 from Memphis, Tennessee, you're on live.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi,
Lisa.
There.
Welcome.
Hi, how are y'all today?
Awesome.
Oh,
how are you?
Wonderful.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know what's my convergence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's just see, you're looking in, checking your aura and light body. So your light body, actually over here on the right-hand side, I'm actually seeing that there's darkness energy. It hasn't fully illuminated, it hasn't built out. And that right side is over, if you imagine at the waist, there's a great fear of you actually stepping into your purpose, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So that fear of you stepping into your purpose, it's almost like, uh-oh, you know, watch out. What's going to happen? There's a control mechanism that has been placed by your lower self. And that says that if it doesn't seem like you've got, you know, all the pieces together and that you know exactly what's going to happen, then you can't make a move, right? So if there's any pieces of unknown, I don't know, then you're not going to be able to move. You're going to be paralyzed, and it's locked into your hip, and it's causing that darkness in the light body, okay? So fear of stepping into your purpose, fear of moving forward. Let's see when that was created. So it's before birth. It's a genealogical issue on your father's side. And it goes back quite a ways. So like 26 generations back.
Oh,
something
God.
Must have happened, right, where they were really diligent about monitoring, you know, getting out of the same old, right? I feel like it's one of those moments of like, you know, If your father, grandfather, had a craft, you know, basically had a talent and a skill, that's what you were expected to step into, right? Don't go outside of that, okay? It's not safe. And you're not going to make money, right? So it has to do with that moving forward. So clearing that deeper level fear, clearing it out of the hip, I see it going actually puncturing into the liver as well, so lots of fear around moving forward, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You. All right, let's go to Holds Lake, Washington, and it's 9586 Holds Lake, Washington. You're on Live with Crystal.
Yes, Crystal, what do you see in my field that is causing me to keep crashing, burning?
Yeah, so let's just check and see. All right, so I see this energy of limping. You know, it's kind of like I'm wounded. And this woundedness is around, it looks like left brain wiring to the right ankle, right side of your body, right? So there's a woundedness, but when I look into where that is coming from, it's a woundedness of the heart. There's some kind of past life betrayal. And so you actually got so used to this heartbreak or betrayal or woundedness or being left behind or being abandoned that there's a great fear of trying again, okay? It's like, oh, I don't have it in me to try again. I can't be hurt again. I can't, you know, do this again. And so you're contracted and locked up, and you're in what we call a double bind, right? So part of you wants to
step forward and explore and expand. But the other part is saying, I can't do it again. What if it's, well, I screw up? Or what if it doesn't happen? You know, what if it's not a positive outcome? And so we've got to clear that. Now, one of the things we want to do is clear this double bind. So you have to look at it as two aspects of yourself, right? Two parts of yourself. And they're at war. So how do we clear that war? We've got to undo these karmic tags and these double binds, right? So obviously, we want to go back to that past life and start to clear the energy of that betrayal. Instead of putting yourself investing into another human being try to fulfill you, you've got to go back and clear that up and put your investment and time into the divine, okay? So I feel like the program would be good for you because we're going to be learning the whole body being clearing statement where we actually instantly shift the karmic tags and the binding. So those double binds are going to actually undo and unwrap themselves. Because what I can tell you is you have such a powerful heart. You know, your heart and your ability to bring that level of compassion and understanding to people is very rare. And you are meant to be a healer where you use that wisdom of observation, of the knowingness of what's going on with a person and help them transform. So I can't wait for you to actually go, ooh, I'm ready. Here's who I am. Let's do this, right, without that woundedness.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know, much love.
Beautiful.
All right, lovely. Yeah, let's go to the web again. And we've got lots and lots and lots of questions. We've got Sally from Victoria, D.C. I'd like a life body reading, please.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a look. We're looking at the back of the throat chakra area going into the light body. That's where there's a bit of disconnect. There actually is a fear of, you know, speaking truth. And so I see a clamp on the throat chakra and it's impacting the light body. So the light body is building out in the front, but the back, it's not building out. Okay. And when we look at the back is really about the will to speak truth. And so if there's the will coming in to speak truth, but then it gets stuck in the throat, it's not coming out forward. And remember that speaking of truth is not only setting beautiful, healthy boundaries, being able to be fully self-expressed, you know, in communication and relationship, but that speaking truth is also about the ability to powerfully manifest our voice when we communicate, when we share, when we are saying it out loud. It is wanting to have all the energy of light conform and create a beautiful possibility line in our future and manifest it. So it's impacting your ability to manifest. So let's see when that was created. So that was created after birth at 2 years old. 2 years old. So that's where you're going to want to go and create. Now, once we unlock that, once we open that up, what I feel is a new level of confidence, a new level of trust, and your words are going to touch people's hearts and start to unlock their hearts.
Oh, such beautiful words. Thank you so much. It's really uplifting people, giving everyone really that that hope. More, it's really the insight and the giving them the view to, you know, their higher selves and who they truly are and who they truly can become, you know, the possibility. So such a beautiful offering that you're giving people today. So thank you so much.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, it's the inspiration.
Yeah.
When we feel the love of our Wise One team, when we feel that, you know, we don't have to be a part of that 30% where our hearts close down. We actually have the information, the exercises, the processes, and especially with our live empowerment sessions, I'm going to take everybody through those processes. We're doing it, right? It's not something out there in the future. We are literally doing it and activating internally so that our being becomes the lighthouse to bring forth the vibrational energies and frequencies, everything immediately starts to listen to you. You gain a level of inspiration and love and vitality where your physical body now is matching your soul. And you literally are illuminated. You're coming into that place of collaboration and cooperation with this new reality, this dynamic self. So, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to be with everyone on those calls and to really hear, you know, what happens from this.
Beautiful. Well, beloved Crystal, thank you so much for being here and sharing with us about Wisdom Path Ascension and helping everyone make sense of the vibrational ascension flu symptoms. And a lot of people have written in around some of the symptoms that they're experiencing, and also written in, and I didn't read them on the call, but written in how the information that you're providing helps people make sense of what they're going through. So it's been a tremendous service that you've offered to everyone here in the Wisdom community simply by being here and sharing this amazing information with everyone. So deep gratitude for you being here. So thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, everyone. And I just want to say thank you for really being a part of this transformational shift as we are stepping into being the way showers, you know, in the ascension of humanity right now. And each one of you, as you raise your vibration in turn, it truly assists in the raising of the vibration of our whole planet. And so I just say thank you to you and every effort that you bring to yourself. It truly is an offering and a gift, and you are truly a blessing. So thank you for being a blessing for Ian and myself and for this community, and also for humanity and our next expression of divinity and awakening.
Wonderful. Well, Shining Light, thank you so much for being here and for, you know, listening to this information, for making the choice to be here, to making the commitment and really searching for ways that you can truly aid yourself in your own personal ascension process and aid your soul's evolution. And thank you for the work that you do, everyone, for making everyone else's lives around you better. There's so much that you do for yourself that just ripples out, as Crystal mentioned. And it's sometimes people, they don't even know what you're doing, but just by working on yourself and doing the work and attending these calls, you're raising the vibration of all beings in all realms. So deep, deep gratitude. Thank you so much, everyone. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the ancient ones who are here with us today. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Thanks again, Crystal. Much love to you all. See you again.
Blessings.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.